My name is Kathy Kennedy Bruner, and I'm the branch manager of the Madera Library. The site that I'm going to talk about is the Hetzler Cemetery. Its formal name is just the property of the Madera Branch Library, and it's located at 7200 Miami Avenue at the corner of Miami and Euclid. Currently, the land is part of the Madera Branch of the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. The property was used as a family cemetery from 1850 to 1855. The grave markers found on the property were moved and arranged in their current location in 1965. Before the property was purchased for the library, it was a private residence and family cemetery. The cemetery was located somewhere under the current library building. Some grave markers, salvaged from the original cemetery in the 1960s, are now located above the retaining wall near the Miami Road entrance. The five grave markers lying flat in the ground from left to right are still somewhat legible and read, Jacob Hetzler, died August 19, 1850, in the 92nd year of his age. The second stone to the left on the top is unreadable. The one below it, John W. of H. Conley, died December 30th. The next is Hannah, wife of M. Smith, March 2nd, 1835, age 38 years. And finally, on the far right, is Elizabeth, wife of Jacob Hetzler, died February 20th, 1850, in the 82nd year of her age. Jacob and Elizabeth Hetzler moved to the area in 1796 and purchased 120 acres of land for approximately $300. The land ran roughly from the corner of Miami and Euclid, east to Sonoma Avenue and north to Jeweler Avenue. Captain Jim DeMar purchased the Miami-Euclid corner parcel and built a house there in 1871. Captain Jim worked as an attorney in downtown Cincinnati. Later, Captain Jim's daughter, a schoolteacher named Sadie DeMar, lived in the house. When the property was cleared for building the Madera Library around 1965, the grave markers were moved to their current site and arranged flat in the ground. And now a personal comment from Mr. Russ DeMar.
Before the property was purchased for the library, it was a private residence and also held a family cemetery, which included some DeMars as well as the Hetzlers who preceded them. The cemetery was located somewhere under the current building because nobody knew how to go around recording where they're going to do what. I suspect is a crude way of putting it. Some grave markers salvaged from the original cemetery in 1960 are now located above the retaining wall near the Miami Road entrance. Actually, there's a little path that's been opened up leading from the Historical Society building. Five grave markers lying flat in the ground from left to right. Jacob Hetzler, John W. Hanna, wife of M. Smith, and Elizabeth Hetzler. I have never heard of the Smiths, and I don't know of anybody else who has. It would appear obvious that they were among the cemeteries that were moved from this location. In what connection? I'm sorry to say, I can't tell.